cheeky. Hello.
Oh, hello, cheeky.
Bonsoir, what's your name? Accents even.
Hello.
Peace in our time.
Hello, and in today's programme we are going to take a long, hard look at Norman St. John Stevens.
His shirt's hanging out.
Is that egg on his waistcoat?
I can see all the little hairs up his nose.
I think his flies are undone.
Well, so much for Norman St. John Stevens. Next week we'll be creeping up behind Mrs. Thatcher and shouting, Boo!
Actually, I wanted us to take a look round Cyril Smith, but we've only got half an hour.
Tim, who did you vote for in the last election?
Red Rum.
He's a horse.
Well?
You can't vote for a horse.
Well, I did, and he got in.
He did?
He did. Won by 2,000 votes and a short head. For the last 3 months, he's been personal aide to the Prime Minister.
Nonsense.
It's true. It is true. He shouted. He hasn't had much effect on policy, but the roses at Chequers are coming on a treat.
Speaking of Chequers, that's what the Americans call drafts.
Why did you say that?
Because John's got a joke coming up.
Enoch Powell sent me a draft board for Christmas. Trouble is, all the squares are white.
Enough of this political lampooning. It's time for a meanwhile.
Meanwhile, in an American hospital next to the man who is having his wallet removed.
What seems to be the trouble?
Work. It's killing me. 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I can't take any more.
What do you do?
I'm the Osmond's dentist.
Hi there, who's calling?
Cleveland Morbid here, Tone. I'm a shift worker at British Leyland.
That's great, that's great. What do you do?
I go around all day saying, come on, shift yourself, you old...
Yes, yes. Yes, well now, Cleveland, do you think you know the answer to today's quiz question?
Yes, I think it's Tranmere Rovers in 1938.
Well, Tranmere Rovers is wrong. However, 1938 is wrong as well. So we'll be sending Noel Edmonds down to twinkle all over your front room. Now, for Doris and all the girls in the gusset welding shop, here is a little interlude set in a sound effects factory.
Hi, hello, Charlie. How's the new... Coming along.
Oh, sorry, I haven't had time to start on that yet. I've got to do a load of... for the arches. For that production of Richard III and a retread of... before lunch. Then they want a couple of... for any questions and a... for the live broadcast from the House of Commons.
Well, what's that over there?
Oh, don't touch that. It's the new... for Desert Island Discs.
Oh, no. Look at my suit. Oh.
Meanwhile, on a desert island...
Look, I know I appear strange to you. The first white man you have ever seen, and we speak different tongues. But we only have each other. We must learn to live together, get to know each other, and who knows, maybe one day start a family. Don't you see that?
Who's a pretty boy, then?
You know, a lot of people ask me if we make this up as we go along. I always say yes.
Why?
You don't think I'm going to admit to writing this rubbish, do you?
Well, you needn't own up to the next bit because it's Tim's Cozy Corner. Time once again for me to bring you, with my simple philosophy, a little comfort and support. A sort of intellectual truss.
Ready? If you can't see each cloud's silver lining, and the rocks with wild flowers are dotted, if you can't see a frown's just a smile upside down, then why don't you go and get knotted?
Meanwhile, at the Old Bailey, a packed court is listening to the recorder.
Regina versus Belching. Oh, that's all I need after a night at the review bar.
Thomas Fido Belching, you are charged with disturbing the peace in that you did stand behind a nun and whistle dirty songs.
Prisoner at the bar, can you lend me a fiver?
You must be joking.
Guilty in the first degree. Take it away.
Your Honour, may I present my case to you?
Why not? They're not open for half an hour.
Thank you. These are the aftershaves. This is a new foam shave I think you'll like. Oh. And here is a cologne that smells like Henry Cooper.
Oh. Very... very nice, too. I may have to reconsider. Counsel for the prosecution, have you anything to say?
Yes, my lad. The malt whiskey is in your chambers, and I have the phone number of the lady juror you fancied in the last case.
Ah, you'll go far. This case is swinging to and fro like a sporran in a gale. I may be forced to hear some evidence.
Call the rosa! The rosa! The rosa!
I really must insist that members of this court keep abreast of the times. Wheel in the fuzz.
On the night of the 15th of August, around about 10:15, I heard a great sound travel over the ground. Then it stopped, then it started again. It sounded to my ears, Your Honour, although I can only surmise, like a man from Blackheath removing his teeth and sucking the gravy from pies. Thank you.
Just a moment. What is your name, Constable?
P.C. Betjeman, Your Honour.
Must be a coincidence. Trick of the light. Carry on.
Afraid I can't, Your Honour. I couldn't find a rhyme for orange.
What about Tuesday?
All right, my place or yours.
What? This case is becoming a travesty. Is there any more evidence?
Yes, Your Honour. I would like to call a surprise witness.
Where?
Boo!
Ah!
Oh, that surprised you, didn't it?
Edna!
Ah.
I haven't seen you since you left me in that air raid shelter in Rotherham.
Oh.
Have you still got that funny rash on your back?
You are! Lobby me, lad, and I claim the £5.
We haven't got £5.
Well, I can rustle up £2.40 and they'll trust me till Friday the dutton pull it.
Done!
Ah.
You are freed without a stain on your blouse. Well, last one over there buys the Scotch eggs.
Tips for travellers. England.
What to do if you fancy a holiday camp?
Do it on a private beach.
No relation. Meanwhile, in an abattoir...
I'll kill that cow.
That's what you're here for.
I mean the wife.
Why?
Moaning about me coming home with blood on me clothes.
That's part of your job.
This was from a darts match. Somebody said, go for the bull, and me instincts took over. I come down here and did some overtime.
Bullets?
I did.
Habitat Flourish, Space Vicar, Episode 1, Christianity at the Crossroads, and Noel Gordon in Heaven.
In last week's episode, Habitat, disguised as a rabbi, had cut off relations with Saudi Arabia. Some of the relations had complained to Yuno, but at the same time, the sinister Mr. Big acquired a split personality and became Mr. Biggs, mastermind of the great train robbery. He is currently dismantling the train and hiding it in a Swiss bank account. Meanwhile, Habitat receives a mysterious visitor.
Come in. Who may you be?
Are you addressing me?
No, the man on your back.
Oh, sorry.
You want to know who I am, Reverend Flourish? I'll give you a clue. A fiery horse with the speed of light. A cloud of dust and a hearty hi-ho, Silver! Got it?
Of course, Dixon of Duck Green.
Correct. Someone is flooding Soho with counterfeit scrubbers. We think they're from outer space and we need your help.
What do you want me to do?
Disguise yourself as a man about town and see what you can find out.
So be it. A quick dash to my wardrobe, a rub down for my plastic dicky, and... and I'll be there, putting on my top hat, dusting off my Hoffman, and dancing in my pails.
Don't you mean tails?
I'll kill Lionel Blair. Excuse me a moment. Right, ready when you are.
Before we go, could we have a little chow to sustain us on the trip back? Just a bale of straw and a bucket of water will do.
Certainly.
And a pot of tea and toast for the horse.
Oh. And now it's me for Soho.
Hello, dearie. Want some fun with a naughty lady?
Madge, that's no way for a vicar's wife to talk. I've got to work. Mind you, if I finish early, that's another thing entirely.
News Chronicle, Daily Sketch, Sunday Dispatch, Reynolds News, Daily Graphic.
Barry, what are you doing?
Well, it said in the script, old newspaper seller.
I don't have to tell you or the audience. It meant an old man selling newspapers, not a man selling old newspapers.
You pedantic oaf. Oh. I'm going back to my first love, comedy.
Well, they do say you always hurt the one you love. Meanwhile, what of Habitat in a sleazy club in Soho?
Waiter, another bottle of Dom Perignon, please.
Hello, darling. Could you like to go somewhere you have never been before?
Waiter, cancel the champagne. I'm going to Cleethorpes.
Walk this way.
Will Habitat do the talcum powder joke? Who does Timbrook Taylor think he's kidding? Do the fake scrubbers exist? Do the Lone Ranger and Silver get home safe? Doobie doobie doo. Be doobie doobie. Doobie doobie doo. The answers to all these questions and less in last week's episode on this channel next week. Now.
Now, here is Tibet's entry for next year's Eurovision Song Contest, specially written by a computer and a deaf ferret.
Disco feet. I wince whenever I can hear the beat. I get all sickly with the prickly heat. I've got those disco feet. Corns and bumps and blisters and some very painful lumps. Whenever I am down there in the disco dumps, I get those disco feet. I falter at Travolta. Donna Summer makes me curse. The Jacksons are too painful and the Bee Gees even worse. Disco feet. That music makes me beat a quick retreat. I'm even feeling sour at Rachel's Sweet. Oh, God, those disco feet. When I'm on the dance floor, very soon you'll find I'm gone. And I'll be downstairs in the Newton John, bathing my disco feet. Oh, my veruca, bathing.
On BBC Two tonight, David Attenborough will be looking at the origins of Jonathan Miller. Magnus Magnusson will be uncovering the link between David Attenborough and Jonathan Miller. David Bellamy will be examining Magnus Magnusson.
Then Magnus Pike will start to examine Miriam Stoppard. Miriam Stoppard will start to enjoy it. Johnny Morris will throw a bucket of water over them. The whole programme is introduced by a tadpole, live from Jerry Cottle's Big Top tonight on BBC Two.
On BBC One, there's another chance to see the best of the programmes you had another chance to see last week.
On ITV, Dickie Henderson and Willie Rushton in a new series, I'm Dickie, he's Willie. Incidentally, Terry Wogan will be in everything.
Nature Corner. Today, all you need to know about Scottish flora.
She's anybody's for a tin of shortbread.
And now, 101 facts you never wanted to know, number 102.
The first electric light bulb was successfully used in Ireland yesterday. Up till now, they've been trying to light them with matches.
Meanwhile, in a galley, two slaves are talking.
Murder, innit?
Oh, it's all right for you. I only came to see my mother off.
Which one is she?
The one with the whip.
And now, Sir Dunstan Tamper with his readings from the Leeds Street Directory.
Pickering Place. Pickering Street. Pickpocket Lane. Picton Street, Peacewood Road, Pigeon Cote Close, Pilot Avenue, Pilot Close, Pilot Lane, Pilot Road, Pilot Light. Oh, sorry, slip of the... just a cold. A medicinal brandy, perhaps? Oh, bless you, laddie. Same time next week. If you want me, I'll either be with the RSC or in the Salt Beef and Sauna Bar in Windmill Street. I shall be...
I say... John, was he really famous?
What? What?
You mean he was?
No, I couldn't hear what you said.
I said, was he really famous?
Who?
Sir Dunstan Tamper.
Oh, yes. He was associated with so many plays that didn't quite make it.
Well, such as?
Nine Little Niggers. 11 Angry Men. 10th Night. Couple of Bernard Shaw's failures. Lance Corporal Barbara. Legs and the Boy. And one of John Osborne's earliest efforts. Look sideways in a huff.
Is he having a hard time, then?
What? What?
Oh, he is.
No, I couldn't hear what you said.
I said, is he having a hard time, then?
Oh, no, his wife's got a marvellous job on telly. She's a very wealthy dwarf.
What does she do?
She's the one who hands the American Express card to people from under the camera.
Barry.
Yes?
I'm a bit worried about John.
Why, Tim?
I think he's going deaf.
What?
Well, I'd notice that.
What?
We were just
what?
Saying...
What?
We were only
what?
Just...
Oh, dear.
What?
We
what?
Just...
What? 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 What?
I wasn't saying anything.
Didn't sound to me as if you were saying anything.
I wasn't.
What?
He ought to see a therapist.
I'd never drop all day.
What?
John, come here.
What?
You have got a Wincarnis cork in each ear.
I'm not daft. There's a song coming up.
But you're doing it.
Ho! Oh, where's me hanky?
Two, three, four.
What?
If you're looking for an arm that you can lean on, if you're looking for a friendly hand to hold, if you're looking for the sort of reliable support that'll cheer you up and keep you from the cold, if you're looking for a shoulder you can cry on, or a haven where from time to time you flee, if you're looking for somebody to rely on, then kindly don't depend on bloody me.
Blimey's tone deaf as well.
Now, England's oldest living man, 183-year-old Jedediah Whiddle, remembers. This week, Oscar Wilde.
What?
Oscar Wilde.
Where? Oh, watch out, dear.
You're going to talk about him.
Who?
Oscar Wilde.
Ah, yeah. Lady Windermere. Dorian Gray. George Formby. No. Café Royal. And fairy cakes. witty swine. Great man of the English theatre. Poof, you know.
Jedediah Whittle, thank you.
Keep your hand on your holiday money.
Yes. Thank you so much. Next week, Elton John.
It's a little bit funny.
Well, put some ointment on it.
Meanwhile, in Elton John's front room.
Come in.
You rang, sir?
No.
Oh.
Just a minute.
Yes, sir.
You're fired.
Yes, sir.
Outcast from society, a man alone.
A Brentford supporter.
Shut up. A man who, while paying his debt to society, chanced upon a relationship that was to change his life. Gingivitis Films, in conjunction with the British Dental Association, present...
The Yak Man of Wormwood Scrubs.
Gordon Jellyneck Tawdry, you have been found guilty of operating an electric carving knife without a rear light. No decent joint of meat is safe as long as you are at liberty. I hereby sentence you to 3 months penal servitude. Take him away, Ariadne.
Right. Come on, Tawdry, Wormwood Scrubs for you.
Here, thingy, and whoever you are, here's your new cellmate, what's his name?
A small man with hay fever looked Tawdry up and down, but mostly up as he was only 4'6".
Achoo! Okay, sucker, they call me Little Sneezer, see? You do just as I say and we'll get along. This is Squirt, my sidekick. I call him that because when I lose my temper, I kick him sideways. Achoo!
Hello?
I'm Tawdry.
Hello, Audrey.
I'm a bit of a loner. Tawdry, a hardened criminal since his first offence, stabbing a midwife in the ankle at the age of 3 minutes, settled quickly into the prison routine.
See here, Squirt. Tawdry's becoming more and more of a loner. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing, I was just going to say he is.
Most of the day he spends on his... on his... on his...
I know what you mean, on his... on his...
on his... on his...
on his... on his... Bunk.
Oh, it's lonely here. I can't get on with those two. I'd be better off talking to that yak in the corner. Hello, little fellow. I think I'll call you Joey. I think you and I could be friends.
Sneezer.
Yeah.
That toad is a bit of a cunning devil.
Why?
I looked under his pillow when he went out for a pint of milk. And he's got a pet yak under there.
Go fetch it for me while I...
I thought you were going to... You did. He's a big... the beast, Sneezer?
Yeah. Here, boy. Sit. Beg. Die for Vanessa Redgrave. Here, Squate. Todd has trained this thing. I got a great idea.
What are you doing with Joey?
Hi, Tawdry, we got a surprise for you.
Tawdry exploded. As a result, there was no one to feed the yak and it died. Good night. Sir Archie.
Sir Archie.
Good night, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky star Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer and John Junkin. The script was by John Junkin and Barry Cryer. Music by the Dennis King Trio. And the programme was produced by David Hatch.